Residents of Sugar Hill now have a very narrow window to pick up stamps and drop off mail. As of this week, the town's post office, which had been open 3 hours a day, is now open for 1 half-hour a day, 10:15 to 10:45 a.m. After that, they'd have to drive to Lisbon or Franconia. Lissa Bossino is Sugar Hill's town clerk and tax collector, which makes her a regular customer at the post office. She joins us now by phone to tell us how residents are taking this news. Lissa, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you.
You spend plenty of time at the Sugar Hill post office as part of your job.
Yes, I do. It's located across the street from our town offices. And being town clerk and tax collector, I do all the mailing, plus we receive mail there.
And how and when did you find out this change was
going
to be taking place?
Friday, when I went down to get the mail on Friday, there was no notice at that point in time. But later on that evening, I had to run down to the town office, which is sort of across the street from my home. And one of my neighbors hollered over to me, "Did you see the notice on the door?" So I went right over, and this was probably in the evening on Friday night. And this was effective Saturday morning. I was shocked and dismayed.
What role has the post office in Sugar Hill played for the town?
Well, it's sort of right in the center of town. It's right across from our town offices, our historical museum, and we have a nice little cheese store located right there. So I consider that center of town. And our town offices encompass not only town clerk, tax collector, selectman, but our library and our police department also. So it really is a center of town, the post office being an integral part of it.
And how do you think that's going to change now that the hours have been cut?
People meet there. We post all our notices there of not only legal notices, but things going on in town. People go to the post office. They come to the library. They come to the town offices. They go into the cheese store. So it's a route. It's a definite little route every day for townspeople.
Have you heard much from residents in town? Have they called your office?
Everybody's upset. In fact, we've been encouraging people to email or write our representatives. And also, they did leave an address as part of the notice on the door. So people have been, I hope, writing to that address. I know I did. You know, the more people that respond to it in anguish, I think the better it will be.
And do you worry that down the road this is a signal of things to come for a town like Sugar Hill?
I don't, because I think we're a very vibrant town, but it's a very integral part of our town. So it would be sadly missed if things aren't changed. And, you know, we were only open 3 hours a day anyway, but that was enough for people to get there. And also it was full service. I mean, you could mail a package or send something specialized, you know, either registered or return receipt. That was available to us, whereas now we have a half an hour to pick up, to buy stamps and basically send a letter if you want, just while the person is there to put mail in the boxes. It's convenient to have it right in town and postmarked Sugar Hill.
Well, Lissa, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you very much.
Lissa Bossino is town clerk and tax collector for the town of Sugar Hill, where the post office is now open for just 1 half-hour a day. By the way, a spokeswoman for the U.S. Postal Service told the union leader the following, quote, "Sugar Hill is not a post office, but classified as a NPU, non-personnel unit, where a rural carrier stops by on his or her route, services boxes, and quickly provides money orders or stamps."